Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in?
In today's mini episode, we are going to be talking about the compounding ROI and power of content. We know this title might seem like we're about to give out some financial advice, but this advice is not related to your money, but it will change your business and your life and your time and your leverage, especially if you're an introvert. And this is something that Candace and I have found to be so freeing and so amplifying of our influence, our impact, all of the eyes above. And so that's what today's mini is going to be about. So Candace, where are we starting in telling the Clever crew about this?
Well, I want to start off by addressing new content creators who are in that phase right now where they're creating content and they're getting 100 views, 200 views. And they're looking at their friends and colleagues and other people online who have 10,000 views or 50,000 views or 1 million views. And they're saying, that could never be me. Why am I doing this? Is this even working? And I want to say it's 100% absolutely working, because those humans that are watching your content, that 100 views that you might be starting out with, is likely more people than you could speak to in a day. It's more phone calls than you could probably make in a day. And you are getting to decide the message that you are conveying. You are getting to decide what you want people to know about you. Mm-hmm. And that is really, really powerful. And what I've seen is clients who are in this stage, and maybe it's month 3 or 6, and they're still kind of in this stage where they're just getting a few hundred views. And this is where people drop off. This is where people quit. Mm-hmm. And the exciting thing about that for you and I, Kat, is that we're going to keep going and we'll win in the end.
Absolutely.
But the sad thing is that those people could also win if they just decided to continue on. Mm-hmm. And there's actually this kind of newer metric on Instagram that says, you know, this video has been watched for 5 hours and
I love it when that pops up. That's how I know the reel is hitting it, regardless of the top line views, right? It's how much time are people spending consuming that particular piece of content.
And if you could just literally look at your day and say, wow, it took me 20 minutes to make that piece of content, but people have already watched it for 5 hours or 8 hours, or in some cases, days upon days. I have a video right now that's been watched for, like, I don't know, a year, something crazy.
Oh my gosh,
an insane number. I can't remember what it was, but just like a really big number. And I could never speak to that many people feasibly, mm-hmm. right? And so I just want people to understand, and you said this right before we got on, Kat, that you were listening to a podcast about investing. Why don't you tell them what you were saying?
Yeah. So it was said by Ramit Sethi. He's the author and host of I Will Teach You to Be Rich. So definitely recommend his book, his podcast, even the show on Netflix. It's very entertaining. But he said that he's like, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. He's like, investing is boring. Is monotonous. It is not the sexy sprint that everybody likes to make it look like, especially in Hollywood, especially when we're looking at other people years down the line, but it's a marathon. And those same principles apply here, right?
Your content is your opportunity to build this library of stories, this library of your expertise mm-hmm. that will continue to work for you even while you're sleeping. And it doesn't always hit all at one time. And I know you're scrolling through Instagram right now and someone's telling you how in 30 days they made $10 million. And I'll just tell you right now, it's bullshit. Okay.
Yeah.
That get rich quick isn't a real thing. Mm-hmm. And even if it were, it's not sustainable. And that's not what we want for you. We want for you to actually build a brand that people know, like, and trust, that will serve you and your family for generations to come. And one great way to begin doing that is by really deciding who you are and showing up and watching the compounding ROI of the content that you're creating. Mm-hmm. It's real. Because now I'm like 6 years in And people who hop on consultations with me say, I've been watching you for years. Oh my gosh, Candace, I watched you go from this to this. And that's why I'm inspired. That's why I want to work with you. Because mm-hmm. they're watching me even when I wasn't good. And right. I'm probably still not as good as I want to be.
Well, we're all works in progress,
right? We're all growing.
But the point is that yeah. you didn't give up. And I think that a lot of people, this is where comparisonitis and impatience and perfectionism can creep in, and you just lend yourself to self-sabotage. But Candace and I didn't start by going off viral. And also, like, our brands looked very different because our lives looked very different. Our careers looked yeah. very different once upon a time. Candace, you're a former educator. I am technically on paper a nursing school dropout and slash bar instructor slash agency owner slash startup, you know, architect now. And it's the beautiful thing about looking at it as a marathon and looking and prioritizing quality over quantity and not giving up on yourself is that, like you said, it's sustainable and you never have to pretend to be something you're not, which can be a very precarious territory when it comes to defining and developing your personal brand, right? That's where you kind of see people in real life versus how they portray themselves online. And like, you and I are
the same.
This is
an interesting concept though. I think we should talk more about this.
Should we? Okay.
Because people are so worried about being fake uh-huh. that I think sometimes they don't let themselves evolve.
Because they're afraid of being judged or being seen as flaky or being seen as like...
Well, that's not who you are, but isn't every day an opportunity for you to decide who you are?
Yeah. Also, we change all the time.
Right. If I want to be a person who, mm-hmm. whatever, if I want to be a fit person, then I just start doing shit that fit people do.
Yeah.
So fit people might take the stairs, or fit people might choose the grilled chicken, or fit people might have a protein shake. I don't know what they're going to do, but if I wanted to be that person, I'd start to do the things that that type of person does. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean I'm fake. That just means I'm allowing myself to evolve.
Yeah. It's like, to give it a more tangible analogy, it's like trying on a new pair of jeans or a new pair of shoes. It's like, are you really going to be wearing the same Converse high tops from like 06 in high school? Like, no, you can keep
Please.
Those.
Oh, cool. That's a good one, Kat.
Thank you. Right. I pulled that out of no, out of the ether, man.
There you go.
You can keep them in the closet and maybe hand them down to your kid one day, or keep them as an heirloom, a keepsake, right? Almost as if you would a scrapbook, but you are not married to those pairs of Converse for the rest of your damn yes. life. I know you would love the wardrobe analogy too, like you and your
airport.
I know,
I do love it. That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yep.
You can change. Doesn't mean you're a fraud.
You can change.
If you're doing it for somebody else.
Yes.
That's
different.
That's the no-go. Permission revoked. But if you're truly, genuinely doing it in service of trying to figure out who you want to be, how you want to be for you, nobody else, not for a partner, not for a colleague, not for a client, not for a boss, for you, amazing. It'll be
yes.
uncomfortable. We're not gonna like sugarcoat it there, but it'll be sustainable. It'll feel better. You won't have those voices in your head as much as if you were trying to be somebody you weren't.
And you have to remember that the people who are watching you in the beginning, particularly the people that already know you, they already have an image of you in their mind. And so when you are allowing yourself to evolve and grow and change, it's those people who have the hardest time with it.
Yeah.
Whereas the new audience that you begin to be exposed to and connect with, that audience, you kind of have a fresh slate with them.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of an exciting part of the content creation cycle, is that you get to explore who you want to be. And I just feel like that's not talked about enough, because you are going to grow and change mm-hmm. and you probably are going to be different. And when you create content, people around you who don't aren't going to understand it.
Yeah. And that's honestly, like, to even just remove the lens of content from the conversation, that's just being human, you know?
Yeah. And that's kind of why you outgrow your friends. That we talk about that all the time.
Oof, that is probably one of the most downloaded series of episodes, right? Outgrowing your network, how to end those relationships that no longer fit you, that serve you. Yeah. So compounding ROI of content, y'all, like investing, like self-development, like personal discovery, it's a journey. There's no right or wrong way. Yes, there is an added layer of you're doing it in the public eye. In digital, right? That's
right.
A difference, but also it allows you to be able to connect with people. That's how Candace and I met.
Crazy.
And you'll find the the right people will find you and it'll give you the courage to keep going. They'll hype you up. They'll talk you out of not posting, right? They'll just say, hit the damn record button already and do you.
And do you.
And do you.
So create content. It's worth it. It's an investment in yourself, in your business, in your future. And we're here for you. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we'd love to see our clever crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.